Today, on GeekCast number 40, I talk about really cool screensavers, and I answer your tech questions right here, right now, on the GeekCast.
Excuse me, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Podcasting at the speed of the internet. This is the GeekCast with Aaron Krakow.
Hello to everyone out there in the podcast nation. Welcome to the GeekCast. This is the GeekCast for Monday, July 18th, 2005. I'd like to welcome everybody listening to the show on their iPods, iRivers, Creative Zens, iPod Shuffles, iTunes, however the hell you get this. Welcome to the show. Glad everybody can make it. Show number 40, which is very cool. Getting up to almost that 50 mark, which is going to be a lot of fun when we get there. So stick around for that. I'd like to welcome everybody to the show. Thanks for listening. Have some really cool stuff today. Going to talk about a really fun download. It's a really nice looking screensavers. And I have a tech question that I'm going to answer. We're going to get into that shortly. Let's get right into the contact information. First off, the feed is feeds.feedburner.com/geekcast. You can leave me voicemail at 206-98-GEEK-1. Send your questions and comments. I'll put them on the show. Also, the website with all of the show notes is livejournal.com/users/geekcast. You can also get me on the email with geekcast@gmail.com and Skype me on the username geekcast. Finally, if you want the show notes automatically sent to you every time I upload the show, just send a blank email to geekcastpodcast-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. And then you'll be subscribed and the show notes will come automatically to you every episode. And then it's also a good indicator that a show is up and running. Couple of items to note. One, I've had, again, a few people sign up for the quote-unquote free Mac Mini to see if that works. If you're still interested in helping me out, seeing if the social experiment really does work, go ahead and click on the link in the show notes for the website. Sign up, do a trial offer, and then cancel it a little bit later, and we'll see what happens as far as if these things really do work. I figure we'll do this for a couple more episodes and see what happens, give you the end result. Maybe that'll be show 45 or 50. But that's pretty much else with that. Also, a new edition of Podcast Nation is coming out. That should be recorded tonight. It's going to be upgraded a little. We'll have a few extra people on. So check it out. The feed for that is feeds.feedburner.com/podcastnation. Anyhow, that's enough of me rambling. Let's get into the tech news. Slow news day, so there's actually only two tech news stories here for everyone, so we'll get right into it. The first one is about Disney, and they're actually collecting fingerprints in order to get into the park. Disney World is requiring all visitors to have their index and middle finger scanned in order to gain entrance into their theme parks. This started for season pass holders, but now they've actually gone ahead and rotated this in for everybody. An article that's out on the internet is saying, that people from the Civil Liberties Union are kind of up in arms about this, and they're very weary that this is personal information that they are keeping, and really, it's not very good. I'm kind of on the fence about it. I can understand, you know, they want to make sure everyone who gets in is a paying customer, but at the same time, you know, what are they doing with all these fingerprints? Not good. We'll see what happens with that. We'll stay tuned. Second and last story today is, well, about Firefox, and that it is still gaining on Internet Explorer. A report for June from InfoWorld have reported that Firefox increased its market share from 8% to 8.71% in May, and Internet Explorer's market share shrank to 86.56%, and that's down from 87.23%. So Firefox, almost a full percentage. Internet Explorer, down over a percentage. Very, very interesting. This comes from netapplications.com, and since the beginning of the year, Firefox has increased its market share every month between a half and one full percentage, and Internet Explorer keeps shrinking. Pretty much, if it goes at this current rate, Firefox will cross 10% market share in October.
Are you getting blue screens of death? Has spyware taken over your machine? Then it's time for you to ask a geek.
Hey, Aaron. I had a question about my 6-in-1 USB card reader. As soon as I plugged it in to my PC on my motherboard and I booted up Windows, every time I start up Windows Media Player, it just freezes up, and it never happened before I installed the 6-in-1 USB card reader. Well, it also has two USB 1.1 ports, headphone port, and a microphone port, and a FireWire port. If you could help me out, that would be great. Bye.
Thanks for your question about your card reader. Pretty much when adding new hardware to a PC, sometimes there are unforeseen side effects that can happen. And a couple of things that I thought of that could be interfering is, one is that the card reader could be interfering with other hardware in your system. You should go ahead and go into the device manager in Windows and check to see if there's any conflicts with any other hardware on the system. Hardware uses what's called an IRQ, or interrupt request, and every piece of hardware has to have a dedicated IRQ, and there's only X amount of IRQs available on the system. So you should check it out, see if there's any conflicting areas. You may have to go actually into the BIOS of your computer to see if there's something specific. You can actually request a specific IRQ for hardware if you know how to do that. Also, make sure you have the latest drivers for your card reader, and also that you have the latest version of Windows Media Player on your system. Those can help a lot. Finally, if the card reader is still giving you problems, you should definitely call the manufacturer of that card reader, because they may have the drivers for it. And plus, this may be an issue that they've seen before, so you definitely want to check that out, go through it. You could also do some searches online, check message boards, search Google. You'll definitely find something out there. I'm sure this scenario is just not for happening for you. And really, I hope that helps. I hope you got up and running there. If you have a question you'd like to have answered on the show, I'd love to have it in voice form. You can leave a voicemail on 206-98-GEEK-1. Also, email your question as an MP3, or you can send it as text as well, but I'd prefer MP3, to geekcast@gmail.com. And finally, if you catch me on Skype under the username Geekcast, you can ask me the question, I can record it, and then I can put it on the show. All right, so thanks a lot for asking your question.
Letting you know what sucks and what's cool, get ready to see things from the geek's view.
GeekView is all about a really cool program called Really Slick Screensavers. And pretty much if the Beezers, whatever those are, or the Starfield is really boring and you want to jazz up your screensavers, you should definitely check this out. This is a website that has a program called Really Slick Screensavers. And the screensavers, they work just like any other screensaver, except that they're based on OpenGL, so they take advantage of all the graphical capabilities of your system. Now, just so you know, you do have to have OpenGL, you also have to have a pretty decent graphics card, and you have to have a system with decent amount of speed and memory, because these are system intensive. But if you have a relatively new machine, something within the past 1 or 2 years, these screensavers are definitely worth it. You want to check it out. And plus, you're not using your computer at that point most of the time, so the extra CPU cycles for this, I wouldn't worry about it. All you have to do is go to the website and download the zip file, extract it out, and put them all in the System32 folder, which should be in your Windows directory. Then all you do is go into your display properties on your desktop, choose your screensaver, and pretty much you're all set. There's a whole bunch of different patterns. There's about 7 or 8 different screensavers that come with the package. They're really amazing, and pretty much, you know, when you get them set up, you'll actually be waiting for your screensaver to kick in. It's great to see. I love it. It's replaced the boring screensavers that I've used, and best of all, as always, the program is free. Go ahead, check it out. The link is in the show notes, but you can also get to the website at www.reallyslick.com.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Alright, everybody, so that's about going to do it for this edition of the GeekCast, show number 40. I appreciate everybody listening. Thank you so much. This was the show for Monday, July 18th, 2005. Let me get right to the contact information here. The website, livejournal.com/users/GeekCast. You can also find the show notes at that website as well. Email geekcast@gmail.com, and the show notes automatically sent to you. Send a blank email to geekcastpodcast-subscribe@yahoogroup.com. Please vote for me on Podcast Alley. It would be much appreciated. I'll send you a Gmail invitation if you do. Also, if you go for the free Mac Mini experiment, I'll send you a Gmail invitation or an invitation to Yahoo 360 if you help me out. Also, check it out, Podcast Nation. That's coming up very, very shortly. And also, if you're subscribing, please subscribe on iTunes. I would love to be in the top 100. Anyhow, thanks for listening, everybody. Much appreciated. Talk to you next time. Take care. Bye.
No shot, chitty, 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 by your captain's in a steady, watch me navigate. No shot, chitty, 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 by your captain's in a steady, watch me navigate.